Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today I am welcoming a very special guest, Adam Scheible, aka the PhD, which stands for Previously Heavy Dude. Adam is the host of the top-ranked fitness podcast, The Million Pound Mission. He reached a point in his life where he weighed 327 pounds and was already having weight-related health issues in his late 20s. He made the decision to overhaul his lifestyle and his fitness and ended up losing over 100 pounds. Feeling inspired, he took what he learned from his own transformation journey and created a boot camp program that produced over 35,000 pounds of results in his hometown of Bloomington, Indiana. Now Adam has set his sights on inspiring over 1 million pounds of healthy results through his podcast, Online Academy, and online bootcamp program. And I had the pleasure of meeting Adam in person at the New Media Summit just a few weeks ago. And he is not only a rockin' awesome dude and Superman on purpose, like he is totally on purpose, but he is also just incredibly kind, incredibly generous, and incredibly fired up with his mission. So thank you so much for being here, Adam. It is such a pleasure to have you.
Emerald, I'm so excited. This is, I love connecting with people that have a similar level of energy. And I believe that I've met my match in the energy meter here. And I just appreciate you sharing your platform with me and allowing me to inform your audience about what I'm trying to accomplish and how on purpose I am. And we're going to light this crew up.
Yes, we are. Oh my God, I love you. Okay. So I believe men on purpose are called. Okay. So what I want to ask you first, Adam, is I know we've talked a little bit in the introduction about kind of what motivated you to start this movement, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to go deeper underneath that. And I'd like you to talk about what it feels like or what it felt like for you to be called to be a movement maker. What did that feel like? And how did you know, like, oh shit, I've got to do this?
Right. Well, it starts back to kind of my rock bottom moment. Like, I feel like anybody that takes massive action in a way like I have, that is usually instigated by a rock bottom moment where it's almost the exact opposite. And I called myself a crap magnet. Back, I was 327 pounds. I was $40,000 in credit card debt, you know, depressed, relationships going south. And everything changed for me in a moment. I made a decision that for things to change, I had to change. For things to get better, I had to get better. And I did a few things that just completely overhauled my life and my lifestyle. And once I kind of achieved that goal of rehabilitating my lifestyle, becoming a whole different person and impacting other people, I was like, you know what? I feel like there's something more to this than just kind of going through the motions in life. And I realized that I had been given a unique ability. And I've got energy and I've got passion and I'm a good communicator and a connector. Not always a great communicator, but I connect, you know, with some authenticity. And I just felt that, and that's when I really discovered my purpose was when I said, okay, I've changed my own life. I started changing a few other people's lives. And I was just like, I can't get enough of this. So let's ramp it up. And that's why we went from me to a small group of people, to my hometown, to the world. And I set a big goal with that million pound mission. And now the accountability is there, my friend.
Well, so what I heard there is another thing that I think marks a man on purpose. And that is choosing. You made a choice. You made a decision about changing your life. And so I'd love to take you back to that choice point if we could. And I'd like to ask you, what's your process for like choosing? Like, how was it that you navigated that moment where you were in such a hole and then finally claimed your own power and said, you know, F this, I am out of here. Like, what was the experience of that? So that our listeners can maybe be activated themselves to say, you know, I need to make a change right now and I'm going to choose to do that.
That's an excellent question. I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like this is the key to my story. This is where the transformation truly happened in that moment of change. And I feel like that's where we have to go, is in that moment of change, because that's where the magic happens. So what happened to me was, I remember the moment that I was at my rock bottom. I was standing in a grocery store. I was 327 pounds, like I said, depressed. Just life momentum sucked. Wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to pay for the unhealthy food that was in my grocery cart. And I went home and there was a DVD sitting on my DVD player that had been collecting dust. It's actually the second time this DVD had found its way into my life and it's collecting dust. And it's a DVD called The Secret. It's about the law of attraction. And I know that not everybody's into law of attraction. It's like, oh, it's woo-woo, but whatever. That's kind of the way I was thinking. Like, this is dumb. And it just kind of called to me. I put it in and I watched it. And that was my first experience with personal growth. I never given myself brain food before. It was always just like textbooks and sports books and Sports Illustrated and blah, blah, blah. And I watched it a second time. I watched it a third time. I was up all night watching this DVD. Because it was just like, it just blew my mind. I'm like, this is exactly what I needed. So it's about the law of attraction. And the way I describe it to people is, it's like I'm in a hallway and I'd been in this hallway with the lights turned off. And I can't see if, you know, I know there are probably other doors in that hallway that exist, but I couldn't see if they were open or not. And getting plugged into personal growth, personal development is like the light switch turned on and I could see opportunities in front of me. So what I did that next day, within the next 24 hours, I decided to overhaul my life and I created something that I now refer to as my lifestyle rehabilitation statement. I name things, Emerald. I'm a namer of things. I have processes and I name them. This will not be the first time this comes up. So my lifestyle rehabilitation statement was consistent. And this is a process that you guys that are listening can duplicate and it will be impactful. It will change your life. So I started off, I set all the goals that I wanted to accomplish for the next 5 years. And I wrote a date down. All right, it was June of 2012. So I did this in 2007. I'm setting the goal to end June 2012. So I had a deadline. I set all the goals that I wanted to accomplish. I set goals with weight loss, with relationships, with my business, with my finances, with how I just wanted to feel, my confidence level. And then I wrote out a statement as if all those things had already come true. All right. So this is what I weigh. But not only I weigh 250 pounds. I was like, I weigh 250 pounds. I feel amazing. My clothes are fitting. I'm confident. Like, I added emotion to that. So it wasn't just a goal. It was backed by emotion. So I wrote out an entire statement with how I wanted my life to look like by this date, by this specific date. And my accountability was, I told myself I had to read this out loud every day, morning and night, until I accomplished everything. Mm. And I had the deadline. So I would wake up in the morning out loud, no matter who was around. You know, it's June, I can't remember, it's like June 7th, June 12th, 2012. I feel great because I now weigh da 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 da. My business is like this. My relationships are like this. And the funny thing is, I accomplished every single goal, except I opened up my 8,000 square foot fitness facility 7 days later than my goal date. You know, from when I weighed 327 pounds and depressed, you know, life going a totally different direction. If I had told somebody on that date that I was going to open up an 8,000 square foot fitness facility, they'd have been like, you're an idiot. There's no way. Who's going to come work out with you? And I was 7 days late on that. And there were 100 people there waiting on me for my class in the studio at 6 a.m. And I told them what I'd been doing. I never really let on to what I'd been doing with my lifestyle rehabilitation statement. And I told them, people were in tears. They're like, this is crazy. I'm like, I was married. I'd lost over 100 pounds. By that time, I had helped my hometown lose over 35,000 pounds. You know, I was kind of this traveling fitness guy. I just show up and invite people in to work out and we'd help them out. And, you know, I was married. I had a child, you know, no debt, financially doing well. I rehabilitated my life and my lifestyle. And it just took accountability. It took consistency. I'm not the smartest guy. You know, I'm not the strongest guy. I'm not the best looking guy, but damn it, I'm consistent. and I'm accountable. Mm-hmm. And if you tell me I can achieve something just by taking action, I will keep taking action until I achieve it. I'm not going to back down because I feel like, you know, transforming our health, transforming our lives, transforming our bodies, it may be the hardest thing we ever do, but damn it, we're worth it. Mm. That's how I feel.
Oh my God. Adam, I could spend like the whole day with you here. I'm kind of sad. It's just a short interview, but I could totally spend, there's so many things I want to dive into. So the one thing that's really, there's three things standing out for me. So first, I want to talk about the secret. So back in 2004, 5, 6, 7, I had my own art gallery and healing arts center, and I was one of the first places that filmed The Secret when it came out. Like
awesome.
I filmed The Secret. I showed it in my art gallery. So we have that connection. The second thing I want to talk about is brain food. And I just feel like there's something really magical in the idea of brain food, especially in the area of weight loss. Like you were feeding your body crap and you were also literally feeding your mind crap. And when you had nectar come in, like gold food, like real spiritual food, brain food come in, it gave you the impetus to make these kind of commitments and kind of changes. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, it's, you know, negative thoughts, negative self-thinking, all that is like going to McDonald's and eating every day. It's the exact equivalent. You know, it's going to have the same impact on our health and on our life.
Sure. So terrific. So then the third thing that I heard was you use the power of the word and the power of sound to actually reinforce the actions every single day. And this is going to sound woo-woo, people, but literally the word is, it's creative. It creates. And so when we put the emotion and the energy behind the word and we put that consistency behind the word naturally will create. So super, super exciting, Adam. I love you deeply. And I want to talk more when we get back about a few other things about, you know, about the contract that you made with yourself and the commitments that you made with yourself. But right now we are going to take a very short break. And when we come back with Adam Shively, we're going to also let everyone know where they can find out more about him. So we'll be right back. And I want to thank all of you listeners for downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. I want to shout out this week to our listeners in Belgium. Thank you so much for tuning in, listeners from Belgium. We will be right back.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Adam Shively, who is the creator of the Million Pound Mission. You can find out more about Adam at millionpoundmission.com. When I first met Adam, I was so stoked by the level of commitment that I saw in him and by the level of results that he's achieving. 35,000 pounds in his hometown, he helped people to lose. And now you're on a mission to help people lose a million pounds. So I'd love to talk to you about how you challenge yourself, Adam, to that level of an accomplishment. A million pounds is a lot of pounds. And so talk to me about what inspired you to go for that level of a goal.
That's another great question, Emerald. I love getting outside of my comfort zone. I thrive to do that. And I feel like so many people get locked up in mediocrity and just going through the motion. And, you know, in fitness, I call it the black hole of fitness doom. They try something new, they get a little bit of results, all of a sudden life happens, they regain their weight, and they go through again and again and again. They never get out of their comfort zone, they never break free of that cycle. And we do that in life. And that's where I was before. And I just found this formula of setting big goals know, dreaming big dreams, but then adding a little bit of a process behind that. That's my real secret sauce, is my process was my accountability with my lifestyle rehabilitation statement. So, you know, the 1,000,000 pounds, you know, I knew I had to go bigger. The reason that the 1,000,000 pound thing actually came about was, in my hometown, we're just crushing it with results, and everybody is like, you got to start a franchise. And, you know, I'm more of the guy that wants to make an impact than make a buck. And I feel like if I make a big impact, then everything else takes care of itself. So the franchising thing, like, I don't want to be in charge of a bunch of people. Like, I value my time. I value my family very, very highly. So that wasn't for me. But then podcasting came along. I was like, I can do something bigger. And I'm like, I'm going to do 1,000,000 pounds. And I remember back when I was in high school, so there was some show or some guy on TV was trying to help people lose 1,000,000 pounds. I don't know if he ever did it or not, but I'm like, I'm going to do it and I'm going to be accountable. So not only am I putting it out there, calling my show the 1,000,000 pound mission, we're actually tracking it. So when people go to 1,000,000poundmission.com, they see the ticker and there is no opt-in. There's no barrier of entry to donate your weight loss, which that was very important to me. My developer, my web developer is like, don't you want an email opt-in or something to get something out? I'm like, no, I want people to feel free to contribute. This is an honest, you know, engagement here. And, you know, if they like my stuff, they like my stuff. That's separate. So what happens is, if they listen to my podcast, if they listen to this podcast, if one of you is listening and you write a lifestyle rehabilitation statement and you lose 20 pounds down the road, I would love for you. I need you to go on to 1,000,000poundmission.com and donate your weight loss, because otherwise I will never get there. I need to help lots and lots of people, and I'm not going to expect anything in return. All right. I just know, like I said, if I help create 1,000,000 pounds of impact, that I'll have put my stamp on the world. I'm a regular guy. I'm not a fancy fitness professional. I joke about, like, my online workouts are not me in like a Speedo standing in front of a waterfall in Hawaii. I'm very Midwest. You know, I'm a regular person. I'm the PhD, the previously heavy dude, not the fancy fitness dude. And, you know, I feel like the average person needs a hero. You know, I kind of want to be that people's champ of fitness. I'm not the $1 million brand. You know, I feel like people, somebody they can relate to. Yeah. If that gets to that, that's fine. That's fine. But that's not the goal. You know, one of the reasons people like my online workouts a lot is because I grab my local clients and they are the fitness models.
Yeah.
So I've got a woman named Lisa that's lost 150 pounds. She's lost like 30 inches off of her stomach. And we've completely transformed her life. She's my fitness model. If Lisa can do burpees, you can do burpees. You know what I'm saying? And so it's very motivational. But anyway, the goal setting thing, it's just, now it's ingrained in my system. I got to go big. Like, there's, I'm doing a walk in October this fall of 2018. And I'm walking 220 miles from my hometown all the way to Columbus, Ohio, because one of my clients is the nephew of the Dalai Lama. And they need to do a Tibetan freedom walk to promote basically preserving the Tibetan culture. So I told them I'd go with them. I'm like, all right, I'm going to walk with you. We're going to walk a marathon 8 days in a row every day. And, you know, just, and we're not taking donations or anything. We're just doing this to promote, you know, his culture and help him. So I know that'll make an impact. I'm an impact guy. Anything that I know that can help somebody or go in and embrace somebody that needs some of that positive mojo, I'm all about it.
Well, that's beautiful. And that's really the mark of a leader. So you're one of the kind of men on purpose that you really know that it's time to make your mark and you are in action making your mark. And that is just amazing. You're the kind of guy that I love to work with and I love to support and I love to celebrate. So thank you so much for what you're doing. And I love that you are not just talking the walk, but you're walking the talk. And that to me is really a mark of a man on purpose and a leader. And what I love too about you is your level of authenticity. And the truth is, you're probably going to end up having a $1 billion business, Adam. And I'm just going to put that out there. I'm going to see that for you. And it's not so much about having a $1 billion business to have $1 billion. It's having a $1 billion business because the business itself is advancing the mission and continuing to evangelize and spread the word and help people get out of health issues and gross overweightness and even not gross overweightness. I'm sure that if I lost another 10 pounds, it would be helpful for me as well. So
yeah.
So awesome. So listeners, I definitely want you to go to millionpoundmission.com and donate your weight loss. I love that you make it a donation. I think that's really cool too. All right. So we've talked about a number of things. One thing I do want to ask you is about clarity, because you are one of the clearest men I have interviewed so far in terms of your ability to understand exactly what it is you were called to do and to take action on it. So I'd love to find out from you if there are any internal practices beyond what you've already talked about that you utilize if you ever do feel yourself slipping into what I like to call the clouds of confusion. Are there any things that you do to become clear again and to, you know, realign yourself with your purpose and your mission?
Yeah, there are a couple processes that I use, and there's a couple great books that I've read as resources. One is called Unique Ability, or it's either called Unique Ability or Finding Your Unique Ability. But it was a program that I went through to really filter out and figure out what I'm best at and what energizes me the most. And the other book that's in a similar line is called Essentialism by Greg McKeown. And that the best way to describe that is to imagine a circle, two circles. One circle has lots of little tiny arrows shooting out the sides of it like a sun. And the other one has a circle with one long arrow coming out of it. And that's basically what the average entrepreneur looks like, the circle with all the different arrows going in different directions, and they're short. And what I try to be is the other circle where I have a focus point and I go deep.
Yeah.
You know, and that's in my unique ability. So I could do that all day long, like podcasting all day long, coaching all day long, in the gym all day long, doing taxes. No way. You know,
which is why you hire somebody for that.
Exactly. Exactly. So I try to stay within my unique ability and just push in that area. And I'm always thinking, am I operating in that? Am I doing what I'm passionate about? And that's kind of scary for entrepreneurs. We get trapped thinking about like, okay, maybe I just have to do something just to pay the bills. And that's when we get spread out into all this other peripheral stuff that isn't what we're best at. That's where we can delegate. And we have to have the courage to delegate. And like, I'm going through some stuff with my gym. You know, I've got a gym, I've got online business, but I have a brick and mortar also. And it's rough going right now because there's a lot of competition and we got to figure things out. But I know that I'm very confident in what I do and the impact that I'm able to make. And I believe that impact wins. So having confidence in that and just thinking like I said, am I always operating with what I'm best at? And if I just start to feel like, oh, I'm running out of time, I'm getting run down. One of my previous coaches used to say, when other people seem to be getting stupid, that means you need to take a nap. That's you're not getting enough rest. So I'm like, man, everybody's just dumb today. Whoops, it's probably me. So I don't know if that directly answered your question, but those are the things that I think about to make sure that I am on purpose, that I am focused on things that I'm going to be most impactful in.
Yeah. So what I heard there is the way that you distill clarity when you're in confusion is you do some self-assessment, like, do I need to take a nap? Right. And you also bring yourself back to your excellence and you ask yourself, is this in my zone of excellence? Is this in my unique ability? Am I doing things here that are in service to the mission too, as well? Right. So awesome. All right, so I want to talk about coaching because Men on Purpose, generally speaking, have coaches themselves, or they have been coached, or they engage in coaching. You know, they are coaches. So I'd love to have you talk about the impact that coaching has made in your life. And also, you know, if you have any particular coaching stories that you'd like to tell about some successes that you've had with your clients or successes that you achieved yourself as a result of, you know, as a direct result of being coached.
Yeah, I value the coach-client relationship, and I feel like it needs to be going both directions. So I am always being coached by somebody. I'm always in a mastermind. I'm always in some sort of program. Like, I love to learn, and my kids are just like that too, so it's kind of cool. I'm like, it's genetic, yes. But I feel like I need to always be growing, learning, and having somebody to, you know, I look at and find the people that achieve things that I want to achieve and I learn from them. That's the fastest way to get to where I want to be. And then on the other end, I love being that mentor and sharing because I feel like I can shorten the learning curve Because not all, you know, I lost 120 pounds over 5 years, but now I'm teaching other people. I've helped 15 people lose 100 pounds just in my hometown in 6 months or less. And so I can shorten the learning curve through, and it's nothing like, I don't have some super weird scientific diet. I just make people do the right things and I hold them accountable to that. And I make, help them make the right choices. Mm-hmm. And what I try to do is paint a picture with weight loss and with health in general. People take action, but they just aren't sure where they're at. So I try to paint a picture of, here's the journey that you're on. Here's where you're at. Here's the next pitfall. Here's how we're ready for that next pitfall. And we're going to get there together. And it may not be perfect, but it's going to be better than it was before. So like people go on vacation and, you know, they're in their gym routine. They're doing P90X. They're doing CrossFit. They're doing Weight Watchers, whatever. They're losing weight for vacation. And then they go on vacation and they're out of the routine. People worry about the vacation too much. They're like, oh, I'm going to put on weight during vacation. I don't even care about that. I need the post-vacation strategy to set up before you even leave. That's where I come in as a coach. I make sure that happens so that you don't not return to the gym for 3 months after the vacation. That's where the real trouble is. So I'm good at analyzing the danger zones, seeing where, you know, if there's a hole in the road, I don't want to keep walking into the same hole in the road. I want to build a bridge over that hole. Now you can climb out of the hole, go get your bike, ride the bike, ride it back into the hole. It doesn't, the modality doesn't change, doesn't need to change. It's the answer to the obstacle. And that's where I try to go with my coaching. I'm really good with people, I say, that are either stuck and they aren't sure what their next step should be, or they have a hard time sticking to it, where they'll put in the work and they kind of fade out. That's where I specialize with health and fitness. And it doesn't matter what type of diet they want, anything, you know, that's irrelevant to me. I just want to get people over that hole in the road.
Beautiful. I love that. Well, unfortunately, we are coming very rapidly to the end of our time together. So before we close, I'd like to ask you one final question. And that is, you know, when you achieved your own goal, when you then achieved the goal of helping 35,000 pounds be lost in your hometown, which is, that alone is huge, right? Now you've set yourself the goal of the million pound mission. When you achieve your goals, how do you celebrate so that, you know, you give yourself credit for what you've accomplished? How do you celebrate?
Another great question. I'm glad you brought this up, because I see people specifically with weight loss make an error here, where they just go to the next check on the checklist. Like, oh, I lost 50 pounds. That was my life's ultimate goal. Except now I want 60 pounds. And it's like the goal never even happened. So I believe that each time we reach a checkpoint, we have to pause and measure from where we started, you know, and say, okay, I've lost 50 pounds. I've got a 5 pound fat blob replica in my fitness studio. I'm like, he's lost 10 of these. And I start like putting it on. I'm like, 10 of these. And like, I'm like, or I'll have him go pick a 50 pound weight up. Feel that. That was you walking around. So we take a moment to celebrate and say, damn, this is awesome. Like, you accomplished something special. So just taking a breath, taking a pause, taking a moment and saying, you know, I'm proud of myself. That's huge. So, you know, who knows what the next stepping stone will be. But I feel like when I cross 100,000 pounds, each 100,000 pounds, I'm going to email everybody that I've been a guest on their podcast or that has been a guest on my podcast and be like, hey, we're 10% of the way there. Because I truly consider people like you a partner in this effort, because you're sharing your platform with me. Somebody will hear this. Somebody will get results. And that's because of you, Emerald. And that's because you are sharing your platform. Same thing when people come on my show and they share out the episode. Same thing. I'm going to let you guys know that we're doing this together. So I'm very big on pausing and celebrating and being proud. I think people need to do that more often.
All right. Well, I want to give you 5 claps, because I like to clap when some great accomplishments have been made. And I totally, totally appreciate how incredibly focused and committed and devoted you are to your movement, to your mission, and frankly, Adam, to your leadership. You are outstanding in your leadership capacity. And I just really want to celebrate and honor you for that. And thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you.
Emerald, thank you very much.
Yeah. So listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of this show. Please go to themillionpoundmission.com and check out all that Adam has to offer there. Think seriously about doing your own life rehabilitation statement and using the power of the word and the power of consistency to change the things in your life that aren't working, whether it's weight or something else, please remember to feed your brain with excellent food, including my podcast and Adam's podcast, the Million Pound Mission podcast. And please send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open and remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.